Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Who can fix my broken bike? Whose strong hands can hold me tight when I need someone to make things right? It's my dear old dad.
Oh, dear old dad.
That's right. Dad can fix everything.
Happy Father's Day. Belated Father's Day. Kelly, did you have a good one with Mr. Raspberry?
Yeah, we went over. My brother came over with his kids, and my dad, you know, on Father's Day did all the cooking.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, the dads love to grill.
He likes to take charge.
They grilled up some steak and some pork chops.
Nice.
You know, and we just hung out.
Yeah.
And they are boarding a plane right now. Their 50th anniversary.
Your parents?
Yeah. Nice. My brother and I gave them we surprised them with a cruise to Alaska.
Oh, Kelly.
But they didn't want to go.
Oh,
of course.
I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't want to go? And
so
they're like,
refundable,
that's just so far. And no, I thankfully I didn't book it because they have to make plans. My father still works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they say, can we go to San Francisco instead? I was like, sure, go San Francisco.
Alaska.
I'm like, you're never going to, you know, because they're still young. I have young parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to make this offer again on your 60, you know.
Right.
You're blowing this here. Like, no, we want to go to San Francisco. I'm like, all right, go ahead.
Well, I hope they have fun in San Francisco.
Yeah, they're going to go to Alcatraz and go watch the sea lions down on Fisherman's Pier, Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Or something. Yeah.
Everything went well.
My mother and I went on a mother-daughter trip years ago, and my dad's never been, so they're looking forward to
it. It's fun. Go to wine country, maybe.
It's not an Alaskan cruise.
No, it's not. No. That's what I'm looking forward to. I thought that's what older
people did.
They don't want to do that.
Mom wants to go really bad. At least she did.
That's
I was shocked
they didn't want to go.
I'll tell you, my best girlfriend went with her parents and grandparents on an Alaskan cruise last summer, and she said she was by far the youngest person there, but she said it was awesome.
I know.
Mm. Oh, good.
I don't know.
A lot of old people taking a lot of photos.
How was your Father's Day, JC?
Man, it was so cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had more fancy words to describe my wife, but she's so awesome. She really is. She goes out of the way, out of her ways to make sure that I have a good time in these holidays. Because I told her I got a little bit down because I saw this hashtag on Twitter that said "End Father's Day," and you take that as like, oh,
End Father's Day.
Yeah, it was hashtag End Father's Day. And I was like, oh. Well, that doesn't make daddies feel very special.
Not everybody has a warm, fuzzy memory when it comes to dad.
That's true. I'm one of those kids who I understand where people are coming from, but now I'm a daddy, you know, and it hurts your feelings. But
it's
we had a good time.
Because, like, in church yesterday, the preacher said one of our congregation came up to him and said, so on Mother's Day, he said, are you going to do the typical thing? On Mother's Day, preachers get in the pulpit and praise mama. But on Father's Day, the preachers get in the pulpit and wag their fingers at dads.
Yeah.
Be a better dad.
Right.
Be there for your kids. It's always like that.
Yeah, that's just how it is. But we had a good time. My kids made me little cards, and they're punny.
Cool.
They made me punny cards because, Chloe had her handprints upside down, and it said, you're the best daddy, hands down.
Uh-huh.
And then Cason's was a bear that he made. Or looked like a bear. Or he tried.
Or a dog.
And then when you open the card, it had the arms were wide. And it said, I love you very much.
Very.
And we just went out and ate. And we went to our friend's pool. And they had one of those water slides. And I tried to have one of those father-son moments. Because it was Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
You know? Where Cason would only go down the slide with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to be sitting with him. And then hold him up so he wouldn't get dunked underwater. And I said, you know what, Cason? You should go down by yourself. I'm going to be your dad, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to love this. And he goes, no, Papa, I want to go down with you.
Okay.
And I said, okay, fine. So I did what dads would do. We sat down. I was going to pretend like I was going to go with him.
And push it.
And I said, bye.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I pushed him.
I was kidding.
And so I see him going down.
That's the Kid Craddock method of parenting.
So Cason goes into this, like, rigor mortis state where he's just, like, froze going down the slide, looking at me like, why, Dad? Why'd you do this to me?
And now he knows he can't trust you.
And so he landed. And I'm thinking, when he lands in the water, he's going to see that it's fine. And he lands and he goes under and all that
was
stuff.
Was anyone
and
down there to catch him?
Kenzie was down there, but he's wearing a vest, so he's not sinking. This thing keeps him up. So he goes in and he lands and he comes back up, and I'm waiting for him to laugh. And he goes, No, Papa! No!
I call that a Father's Day fail.
That is a Father's Day fail.
Man, did he get mad at me for that? So, yeah, that was my Father's Day fail.
And call us with yours. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. We've had some of our listeners tweet us. We love hearing from you, Kid Nation. Like Jessica, she said, 20 minutes late to church on Father's Day Sunday, and Dad is the pastor. Eek! Father's Day fail.
Oh, no.
Mikey hit us up on Twitter. He said, me and my dad got caught movie hopping. Hashtag Father's Day fail. You know, went from movie theater movie to movie.
Yeah.
Do we have any music for Father's Day fail? It seems very quiet.
Yeah.
Dan said,
give us some fun music, Shannon.
Push a button in there.
Yeah, fun music's fun.
Dan said, spent Father's Day with the old boy on the motocross bikes this morning. Went great till I ran him over.
Oh!
Hashtag Father's Day fail.
We're doing your Father's Day fails. This one's from Trish, who didn't have one happen to her, but she was witness to one.
Yeah.
At the airport, they are paging some dude repeatedly to come claim his lost child. Hashtag Father's Day fail.
Yeah.
Dad lost a kid at the airport.
Yeah, it happens.
Danielle says, there we go. Danielle brought my dad to the Colorado Rockies baseball game for Father's Day. Six innings in, he tells me he can't see because our seats are too far away.
Oh, well.
Let's take a couple phone calls real quick.
All right.
Hey, Roxanne.
She didn't hear that all the time.
How you doing?
I never hear the end of that era. I hear it all the time.
So what happened for your Father's Day fail?
We spent the rest of the Father's Day in the ER.
Oh, no.
What happened?
My son, we just gave him his plate of food before everybody. And before you know it, we hear screaming, and he had slipped and fell and hit his head on the corner of my mom's bar.
Oh.
And so we had to take him to the ER.
Aww.
So me and my spouse spent the night, the rest of Father's Day in the ER, getting my son's head glued.
Oh, glued? Yeah, at least it was the glue.
Glue.
The glue's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
It is.
Oh, boy. Sorry that happened.
Father's Day fell, first head wound.
Yeah. How is your little one?
He's one.
Oh, boy. You were freaking out, huh?
His first head wound, so, yeah, we were freaking out.
Hopefully his last.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more, unfortunately, Roxanne.
Yeah.
That's how us boys roll.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. Have a great day. Hopefully he gets better soon. Al, didn't you do that to your son once?
God, please don't make me. Oh, my God. Every time I tell this, he gives me goosebumps. Just tried to hop over him, tried to leapfrog him while we were racing. And my crotch caught the back of his head. And he went splat, forehead right on the concrete.
Oh, my God.
Corey, I'm so sorry, son. He's fine.
Yeah, he's still with us today, so that's
good.
Oh,
man. Yeah. I tell that story. Good luck.
We're doing it. Hashtag Father's Day fail. This one from Stacy. My hamburgers were too small for the buns.
Kind of ties into that.
It happens when girls try and grill, right?
Yeah, right?
It's so hard to do that.
Jesse said, all excited to grill. Propane tank is empty.
Yeah. That's an easy fix. You can go down to the Home Depot real quick. Hey, Mallory, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good, y'all.
So how was your Father's Day experience?
Okay. Well, I'm from New Orleans, but my boyfriend, he lives in Baton Rouge. And so I drove up to celebrate Father's Day with his family, like his family and his extended family.
Okay.
And we're in the middle of eating supper. And his uncle, you know, he left the big elephant in the room, like, air. And he wanted to know why I wasn't celebrating Father's Day with my family. Well, my father had actually passed away 5 years to the day.
Oh, man.
How far under the dinner table did he crawl after you told him that?
Well, we didn't really crawl. We tried to, you know, make a little bit light of the situation. And we talked about, you know, I told them about him. And I was raised by my wonderful stepdad, you know.
Yeah.
And, but he had to work. So, you know, there was no point in me just sitting around and moping in the house.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
Still created a pretty funny, awkward moment, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened, Mallory. Have a great day and week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mallory. And as the person being asked that question, you don't know how to answer it, too. So then she's putting a tough spot.
All you can do is tell them the truth and Or just make them feel even worse.
Hey, guys, remember Alex the intern?
Yeah.
Alex the intern's on the phone with us. Hey,
morning,
Alex.
Guys.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, just sitting at work. How are you guys?
Yeah, he's
great. Right.
He's Alex the working man now.
Right.
He's not the intern anymore.
Yep.
What's going on, Alex?
Well, for Father's Day, my dad really wanted a big steak. So we went to the steakhouse, and they said it was going to be a 45-minute wait. After 15 minutes, somebody came outside and said, hey, our power's out. So we're like, all right, that's fine. We'll go a couple miles down the road to a barbecue restaurant. Turns out their power was out. So then we went a few blocks down the road there to a cafe. Their power was out. Mm. So, you know, we were like, you know what? We're just going to go to another city. And luckily they had power, and we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Shout out.
It took four restaurants to get some food.
And Daddy never got a steak.
No.
He never got a steak, barbecue, or anything else but Mexican food.
Mm. He got enchiladas instead.
Yeah, it was a vegan
shout out. Have a great day, Alex. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
There you go. Alex got a real job.
Yeah, he's getting paid now.
Proud of him. Doing his thing. He's the one that almost got me to meet Eminem.
He almost got you to meet Eminem?
He's come the closest.
Okay.
Yeah, he's come the closest to getting me to meet Eminem, but still no luck. Hey, let's talk to Rick real quick.
All right.
That rhymed. Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
So you're the daddy on this one. What happened?
Oh, we're making a big Father's Day dinner, and I was using an electric turkey carver. And I cut the chunk out of the side of my finger with an electric turkey carver.
Oh! Did you serve it to your wife, though?
she took the turkey carver away, and I'm not allowed to use the turkey carver.
So you literally gave your wife the finger.
Yeah.
Yours.
You go to the hospital, Rick?
Do what?
Did you go to the hospital?
No, I didn't have to go to the hospital.
Of course not. He's a dude.
Cut part of his finger off.
Yeah. No need to go to the hospital.
No, suck it up.
It's just a finger. Yeah, I told you. Guys don't like to go to the hospital.
Rub some dirt on it and move on.
We're doing Father's Day fails, and boy, do we have a bunch. Melissa, what did your dad do?
Well, it was actually my fiance.
Yes.
We decided to let the kids celebrate Father's Day, so we bought them or rented them a 20-foot water slide.
Nice.
Well, they got on it, and they were playing on it. They were so excited, and he decided to climb up it, and right when he climbed up it, he popped it. It went down, and we had to call the company, and they had to come get it, and the kids were devastated.
Oh, my God.
You can't get mad at it. Did
the company tell you there was a weight limit or that adults couldn't get on it?
No, it's like two adults and four kids at a time. It was one of those huge water slides. It was 20 foot. It was gigantic.
It wasn't Corey. It wasn't Corey Mack's bouncing slide company, was it?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right.
Well, nice way to sleep in a plug there, Big Al.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Melissa. Look at you slipping in plugs for your son's bouncy house.
Corey Mack's bouncing slide, a location near you.
Al.
That's cool. I need to start some businesses.
I'm going
to
probably hire him soon. Lauren. Your dad had an experience at the zoo, huh?
Yes, he did. Yes, we went to a wild drive-through safari zoo, and at the end, there's a petting section, and he lost his balance when it was me and him and my son and my husband, and we were going through the petting zoo section. He fell. He tried to catch himself on the fence, and he broke his arm straight across. He stood up, and I could tell he was going to pass out, and he sat there, and he goes, no, Dennis, you guys go have, you know, Jude ride the camel, have him ride the donkey, and so we did that, and I thought, you know, we really need to go, and then all the way back, because we had to go to ER,
right?
We were in the car for an hour and a half to get him to ER, and I first thought it was dislocated, not broken.
Oh, it looked
and
that bad.
He goes, well, let's just, I'm sorry.
It looked that bad. It looked dislocated. It was so broken.
There was a giant bulge sticking out of his arm. It looked like his shoulder was like down, like he had a huge bicep.
So, Lauren, in true dude fashion, what did your dad want to do before the hospital?
He wanted to go eat Mexican food.
Yeah, because he knows you're going to be there a while.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Must get something to eat.
Ruin my husband's Father's Day. So he wanted to go sit there and eat. And I told him, you were screaming just getting you in the car. We're not going
to go to the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I hope your father gets well soon, Lauren.
Oh,
thank you for sharing that.
Awful.
What a dude. Terrible. Wants to go grab some dinner before the ER.
Bradley says, Father's Day cards are in the mail. The stamps for them are in my car.
Oh.
Hashtag Father's Day.
James has something in common with me. James, what did you do to your son?
Well, we were going out to dinner with my father for Father's Day.
Yeah.
But beforehand, my wife said, you know what, let's give both of our kids' hair a little bit of a trim to make it a little bit nicer.
All right.
So my wife took my daughter and I took my son. And as I was trimming along the ears, I got a little bit too high and too close to the scalp. And so basically he had like a half an inch of just skin above his ear. And it looked awful. And he has long hair, so my wife just starts crying.
Can you relate, JC?
I can relate.
She's like, we're going to the barber shop right now. Aww. I don't care if it costs $100. We're getting this fixed.
Yeah, that's how much it ends up costing, James.
You didn't learn anything from JC, man. Okay.
Well, take it from me and from James, gentlemen.
Don't cut your son's hair.
It's not worth it. Your wife's going to get mad at you. We don't know what we're doing. Even if you're a barber.
It looks so easy, though.
Take him to a different barber. Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Just driving.
We're doing a Father's Day fails.
Yes. So... For my Father's Day sale, I thought it would be a nice thing to give my dad a picture frame of us doing our first dance because I just got married in March. So I gave it to him, he opened it up, and he was like, who's the woman in the picture?
He didn't even recognize you?
Like, seriously? No.
Oh, my gosh. Have you changed that much since the wedding?
He thought you called.
No, I haven't even changed it at all.
He thought it was like a stock photo frame.
He thought you called him dancing with some other woman at a wedding.
I think he just opened the 12-pack too early.
Okay. That's what it was.
All right,
Audrey. Have a wonderful day. Dad didn't even
that's
recognize
hilarious.
It.
That's hilarious.
We lost the call. That was funny.
What did you say?
It said... I totally forgot it was Father's Day until you guys did this bit.
That's a Father's Day fail right there.
You're welcome.
That's a Father's
You're
Day
welcome.
Fail.
Yeah, they had to go get a gift.
Yeah, right.
Hold on real quick. This one is wow factor. Jesse, what did your dad do yesterday?
Well, we was out shooting guns at a shooting range. You know, we really like to do that together. And he went to reload his magazine. He didn't know that there was still one in the chamber.
Yeah.
And when he dropped his clip out, he accidentally discharged his gun and shot himself in the leg.
Oh man! Father's Day fail.
That's a Father's Day fail.
Is he okay, Jesse?
Yeah, he's fine. It was a through and through. He just had to get a couple stitches.
I assume that means it went through the leg?
Yeah, it went right in and out the same hole.
Wow.
Were you standing right next to him, or were you in a stall over, or how did that go when you figured that out?
I was about 15, 20 feet away from him, right beside him.
Did y'all stop and get Mexican food on the way to the hospital?
Yeah,
he says.
Oh, man.
All right, Jesse, you gotta be careful with them guns.
Crazy. It could have been tragic.
It could have been.
Through and through.
Through and through.
That's a guy that shoots a lot of guns right there. I didn't even know that term.
Now we learned something new, Big Al.
Yeah, and I've been shot.
Gosh.
No, you have not. He's got to be able to turn that story into something cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to.
I'd rather not have the story.
Yeah, I'd rather not, too.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
This has turned into a nationwide talent search.
That's exactly what it is.
We had hundreds of applicants, narrowed it down to 10. Then we had you, Kid Nation, vote to get our... Final four.
Mm-hmm.
And we got final four.
What do they win when they win the big break contest?
They basically get some coaching from Linda Sepien and her group. And
she's like,
yeah, it's a pop star boot camp.
Yeah,
right.
Everything from songwriting to how you perform on stage to she'll even teach you how to talk to interviews.
She teaches everything.
All that stuff.
She's like the star maker. People go to her to get the stuff fine.
And there's all, I mean, Linda can get you in front of record labels. She's got the reach to get you what you need to get when you're an artist.
People in L.A. and the music scene, New York, they know Linda Sepien.
You also get a music video professionally made. You have your song professionally produced. It's, you know, Oh, it's huge.
And the big thing is, this is the last season of American Idol.
Yep. Right.
And Linda.
You get to jump the line because of Linda.
Linda got the hookup with American Idol, so you get one of those go right in front of the producers type audition.
It's called a VIP audition.
Yeah.
You wait outside for hours, sometimes in those hot stadiums.
Oh, it's
and by
worse.
The time you finally get in front of those judges, you're a hot, stinking, sweaty mess.
Your vocal cords are shot just because you're not in your environment.
You don't have to do any of that. You go straight to the front of the line.
You guys want to meet one of the contestants?
Let's do it.
One of the final four?
Yeah.
Lives in Nashville right now.
Okay.
She works at the Grand Ole Opry.
Cool.
Cheyenne Goss is with us right now. Hey, Cheyenne.
Hey,
how
Cheyenne.
You doing?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Let's take a little listen to your song real quick. Come on.
It's her original, right?
Ready or not. Yep. Never rode in a taxi car. Now when I look up, I don't see stars. We're all blinded by the neon lights. So Cheyenne, after listening to your original song, or the little bit you gave us, this is basically about your life. This is your move from the little town that you grew up in to the big city of Nashville.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's 100% straight from my life.
So you've never actually ridden in a taxi car
before that?
Until now.
No, I had never ridden in anything like that. No Uber or Lyft or anything like that.
Wow.
And I got to Nashville and my friends have all done it before. And I'm just like, I'm too scared to ride in one of those.
When you don't know how it works,
right.
It's scary the first time.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Did you even know what a cab was?
I mean, I knew what it was.
It's not like you didn't have TV.
My town had two stoplights in it, so we never needed them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Your town really only had two stoplights?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That is so cool.
Where did you grow up?
I find that so cool.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Newton, Illinois. It's in southern Illinois.
Newton, okay. Illinois.
Tiny.
Like how many people in your town would you say?
I want to say maybe a little over 2,000.
Wow. And you sound like you have a bit of a southern accent. Is southern Illinois? I mean,
southern?
Is there, yeah.
Is that country?
There's nothing but cornfields around here.
Yeah. So funny, because you sound like you've got a southern twang, but maybe that's just because you've grown up listening to country music and that's your passion.
And I've also been in Nashville for the last year, so
yeah,
maybe
that
caught on a little
kind
stronger.
Kind of pick it up, yeah.
So how is life in Nashville? Do you play, do you do open mic nights and play at bars?
It's amazing. Like, I, growing up, never thought I would actually move there, but once I got there, it was like, God was just like slapping me in the face or something. It was definitely a wake up call. I sing downtown at Tootsie's Organ Lounge.
I've been there.
And Rippy's Bar and Grill. So yeah, I actually get paid to do that. So.
Oh, very nice. So you can afford a taxi car if you choose to take one.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose.
Right. I mean, her town doesn't even have a Walmart, right?
No, it doesn't.
What's the closest major city? Like when you're going to town, where do you go? Or from in Illinois?
I go to Effingham.
Effingham.
Oh, that's
It's about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But she's a Nashville girl now.
She is.
All right.
Hey,
yes, I am.
She's also the 2013 Miss Jasper County Fair Queen.
Oh, and
I am.
Cheyenne said, you said this shaped you into the woman you are today. How so?
Oh, definitely. I tried out, honestly, just to get more extracurriculars on my college application.
Yeah.
But I ended up winning, and it's just incredible, like, people look at it and think it's all about the shiny stuff and the crown. And I'm actually singing out the 2015 Jasper County Fair Queen tonight. I wrote a song called Fair Queen for that. And it's just crazy how much my confidence grew and how amazing I changed from, like, not being able to talk in front of people and, like, get on stage in front of people. And they told me I won because of my interview. So apparently I'm good at talking to people.
Yeah.
You're doing great right now.
For being 18 years old, Cheyenne, you're very mature for being 18 years old. And I could tell by talking to you.
Guess what? I turned 19 yesterday, so.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, look at that.
What'd you do to celebrate?
Yeah.
I'm home right now. So I drove home, and it was Father's Day, of course, and my dad's my best friend. So I drove home, and we had this big crab boil with a bunch of seafood, and my whole family was there, and it was great.
Very cool.
So you're in Newton right now.
I am.
She's a Newton, everybody.
All right. Look out for Effingham. She might be coming up there to Walmart.
All right, Cheyenne. Well, we got your page posted up at KidNation.com. Are you ready for this coming week? Because we're going to talk to you again.
I'm so ready. Y'all got me so excited with that little intro you did.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, we played isn't it cool to hear your song on the radio? Right?
It's different.
Well, we got some challenges for you coming up here in the next week or so. So get ready.
I'm ready.
You are ready. I could tell you're ready. By the way, she studies music management at school. Is that so you can manage yourself, Cheyenne?
Definitely.
Yeah. You know how much money you're going to save?
Yeah. Well, at least 10%.
Yeah. At least 10%, Cheyenne. Most famous person you've met in Nashville? Real quick.
Vince Gill.
Al?
That's pretty good.
He's a legend.
Yeah, that's your dude. All right, Cheyenne. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you again, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You hang out with your daddy and tell him we say hey.
Okay, I will.
All right.
There she goes, Cheyenne Goss. All right. One of our top four finalists in the big break.
Very nice.
I like her.
And now we're going to move on to Isabella Englert from Valley Cottage, New York.
All right.
Isabella?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you? What's going on this summer?
I have a lot of stuff. I just got a job, so I'm doing that. And then hopefully if I win, I'll be in Texas.
Where are you going to be working this summer?
I work for a local soap and paper factory place. Well, it's called Soap and Paper Factory, and they make, like, soaps and perfumes and stuff like that. So
nice.
What's your favorite soap?
It smells like a pine tree, and it's amazing. It's like Christmas.
Oh, I have one of those in my car. It's awesome.
See, I'm a sucker for, like cucumber melon type stuff. You guys got that stuff there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I'm more of a mango.
Let's take a listen to Isabella's song real quick.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I want to be 2 times higher. 2 your perfect lips and 2 steps closer. 2 your fingertips, you'll make me happier than I've ever been.
Who do you get to compare to the most, Isabella?
Well, not that song, but typically I get compared to, like, Ingrid Michaelson or Sarah Bareilles, usually.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I could definitely.
Very much.
Uh-huh. You got that Sarah Bareilles thing going, and she is awesome.
Yeah, I love her.
And Isabel, you're moving to Florida, right, to start college this fall? You're going to Miami?
Yep.
That's exciting. That's a big change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be super nice and warm.
Where is Valley Cottage, New York? I've never heard of that.
It's like 30 minutes outside from Manhattan. Have you heard of Nyack?
No.
right next to
that place, other place you've never heard of.
30 minutes out of the city, that's fine.
How do your parents feel about you going to Florida?
Well, my mom's really excited about the program that's there, but she tries not to talk about it.
Sorry.
A lot of partying going on down there.
One of the top parties.
I'm reading what everyone says when I tell them I'm going to Florida.
Yeah.
I'm reading here, Isabella, that you just got your very first puppy.
Yeah, I did.
What's his name or her name?
Oliver. I named him.
That's cute.
At 18 years old, I can't believe you've never had a puppy before.
Well, my dad's allergic.
Ah. Okay.
So he always believed in that hyperallergenic wasn't actually a thing. And we recently visited family friends, and they had 2 really small dogs. And he fell in love with them, and he was like, oh, maybe if we get a really small dog, it'll be okay. So we did, and now I'm going off to college, so I'm really mad.
Bye, Dad.
Is it like a golden doodle or something? Is it a hypoallergenic dog?
Yeah, it's a shih tzu and poodle mix.
Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's a shih tzu doodle.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Oh, yeah, or a shih tzu or something.
That's what they're called.
Something you can't call them. We're talking with Isabella Englert. She's one of our top 4 contestants for the big break.
All right. Well, good luck, Isabella.
Real quick.
Thank you so much.
What made you get into music, Isabella?
Well, actually, my dad had made a guitar when he was in college, and he never played it. And he sent it to his friend who plays guitar, and that friend never played it. So a couple years ago, he sent it back.
Wow.
And I picked it up, and I started playing it after I saw cover videos on YouTube. I was really fascinated by that, and I wanted to do it. So
you're playing
a magic guitar.
It's a one and only guitar. Your dad.
It was meant for her. Yeah. That's why nobody else ever played it.
What was the first song you taught yourself to play?
Yeah, I did.
What was the first song that you taught yourself?
Well, the first song I learned how to pick was Blackbird.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd say that was my first one.
Okay.
Look at that. How cool is that? Her dad made a guitar.
Yeah.
It went all over the place, and then it ended up in her arms again.
It was supposed to be.
It's going
to
be a great story.
And now she could potentially get her big break.
It's going to be a great story when you're playing at the Grand Ole Opry one day.
On
the guitar my daddy carved.
With his own fingers.
All right, Isabella, we're going to talk to you again sometime this week, and we also have challenges for you guys.
Yep.
They're fun. They're musical challenges, so don't worry.
Awesome.
Right up your alley.
Good luck, Isabella Englert.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, Isabella Englert. 2 strong candidates.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So there's a poll going on circulating the office.
Yeah.
On when Kelly's going to get engaged. I think I...
By the way, happy... I believe we're at like 19 weeks.
I have no idea.
You're not keeping up anymore, Kelly? Is the bloom off the rose?
It was the weed.
I was the one that was keeping up on the weed.
Yeah, you were.
That was my bad. I fell off. I lost track somewhere.
So Bill met this guy... Bill. Kelly met this guy, Bill, on Tinder. And... they've been dating ever since.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, he's a single dad. Kelly's a single mom. So we're thinking, this is it.
Yeah, because there's no other options this late in life, right? And might as well figure it out.
It's just fate, because you actually met him years ago, but he came back into your life.
Yeah.
Right.
You swiped
right. I swiped right.
You swiped right. And now you guys have been happy ever since.
Oh, well, he even met her at a concert and she didn't remember.
Like that's the 5 years ago he's talking about.
He's like, wait a minute. Everything comes back together.
He's met your folks.
Yeah.
There was plans for you to meet his folks, but that's going to be a little later on.
Yeah, that's later on.
Okay. So, anyway, the date that I have on this poll is September 12th. September 12th.
Why September 12th?
It's, that at that point, it will be like 6 months into the relationship.
That's why, 6 months, okay.
And it's fall. It's beautiful. Football season started.
Okay.
It just seemed right to me. It felt right.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday, I believe.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's right.
Other days on the poll, Ryan has October. Ryan is our production guy. October 29th.
Man bun. He's going to man bun, ladies.
Okay.
Doing it right.
Let's see. July 2nd is next week. So, Claudia, I don't think you're going
to
make it.
We're not even going to be together. So, that's probably, unless he decides to text me.
Yeah, surprise you. Oh, is he going to be out of town?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. See, so, people, you got to pick right if you're going to pick it up.
We've already had somebody that's out of it because June 20th is coming gone.
Lacey,
sorry, Lacey.
And production person, Lacey.
Why would Lacey pick it so soon?
Yeah.
Now, JC, on the poll I'm looking at here, you picked the whole month of August.
Yeah, I'm being told I must pick one day.
We need to be more
specific.
That's
what we're doing now. Yeah, because we were the first to choose, right. So I didn't get specific either. What do you want to do?
Give
all right.
A specific date
you
in
have
August.
The whole month of August?
So I got to pick sometime in August?
Feel free to call us and give us your date, and I'll put you on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Let's just everybody get involved.
Maybe when we're on, is Bill coming on our family vacation in August to Mexico?
As far as I know.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. Yep.
That'd probably be good.
Well, no, see, I don't
give
think he would do it then. I'm going to go with my boy Kid Craddock's birthday and go with August 22nd.
August 22nd.
Mark me down on August 22nd.
That's the day after we return from Mexico.
Okay. Oh, see, that's a good one.
August 22nd. Okay.
That's a terrible one.
That's a great one. You guys are going to be all tan.
It's terrible.
We
just had the greatest vacation ever.
My goal when I go to any beach location is to come back as white. Come back as white as the day I left.
Right.
Where you been, Kelly? Alaska?
Nobody ever can tell.
I was in Mexico, everybody.
Amy, back. She works on the website. She has August 20th.
Okay.
Like I said, I have September 12th. Ryan has October. I said that.
Who needs to pick?
I do.
Jones
and
yellow.
Because Jim. Because I was real broad. I said Thanksgiving
Christmas
or Christmas.
Break.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, gosh, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Miss specific.
Can
day.
I want to go with New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Oh, you think New Year's Eve?
I know that's late.
I feel like Kelly would hate that.
What day is that?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if she would like that. New Year's Eve?
That was a joke. December 31st.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, actually what day of the
week. Oh, no. Let's see.
Yeah, because I don't know about Christmas Eve.
Psycho Shannon runs our buttons. Psycho Shannon, can you turn your mic on, please?
New Year's Eve is a Thursday this year.
Oh, gee, that's a beautiful day.
Can you give me
Thursday
a specific date?
Yeah, Thursday is a beautiful
day. Psycho Shannon, you have February 16th through the 20th. Kind of random.
Well, I picked right after Valentine's Day, not on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Not the day after, but a little bit of leeway.
Well, February 16th was the day we
that'd be a year.
Met.
So, Shannon, you were expecting you were thinking Kelly would get her hopes up on Valentine's Day and then he'd play the trick.
But I don't think
and
he's
do
that big of a cheese ball, so I'm going to go with February 16th.
16th.
Which is the 1 year anniversary of our first lunch date.
Oh, wow. Well done, Shannon.
Good job, Shannon.
Shannon.
February.
That's the strongest one, I think, right there.
Uh-huh.
That's the strongest one.
Okay.
Oh, but you share that date, that prediction, with Philip.
Oh, Philip with two L's because one L sucks.
Well, Philip got in on it early.
You can't take that one. That one's already taken, Shannon.
Dang
We're picking
it.
The dates that we think Kelly's going to be
proposed to.
Yeah.
Taken off the market.
And the last
Is
person.
Is he here?
Philip?
Yeah. No.
Okay,
no,
he's
well,
on the,
no.
He's on the streets right now. No, you can't take his date.
Yes, he already has it on the board.
He already picked it.
Okay, well, I pick late in the afternoon on February 16th.
No, you can't.
It's early in the morning.
Now you got to pick a time.
They can split the pot, right?
Okay, February 15th.
Sure.
Fine.
15th. Okay, the day after.
And the pot is, I think, $5 per person, and the winner takes all.
Yep.
All right. Wow.
Ooh. Oh, should we go up to 20?
That's a lot of money. $5 is chump change.
Okay, we can raise it to 10.
I'm down to 20.
Let me see how many people are in here.
10?
We're going to do 20 when it was the four.
I can't believe nobody's picked that they're never going to get engaged, they're going to break up. Because you know how these people are this often.
Why would we say that?
But you know, that's how some people, somebody should pick that.
We say that when you're engaged. We don't say that.
Oh, the breakup's an option in the poll?
That could be. That person.
Does that change your?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, if no one's going, I don't want that to happen, but if no one has that.
Wow.
Jenna's playing the don't pass line.
Dang. Heartbreak Hotel over there.
You never know.
Okay.
I mean, in all honesty, it's kind of 50-50.
So you're picking a fiery breakup?
No.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Just a breakup. Jenna changed it from engagement to breakup.
All right. Now, okay. The last person we have to talk to is Elena from the phone screening room.
Hey, Elena.
Hi.
By the way, Elena took a really good selfie on Friday.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
My wife wanted
me
to tell you. It was
beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, just like so many filters on that.
She's a selfie queen.
Well done.
She's a selfie queen. Okay, Elena.
What's your date?
What's your prediction?
Well, I was going for spring break of next year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we've nailed that down. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm going to pick March 6th.
Oh, March 6th.
I think that might be Saturday, Sunday option around there. That would be nice. You could pop the question, enjoy a little vacay together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry. My calendar doesn't go that far. Our planners, mine and Kelly's planners, don't go to March of next year right
now. The pessimistic calendar.
Yeah.
It only goes like a week.
No, mine only is for the year 2015.
I got you. Yeah. March 6th is a Sunday, Elaine.
Oh, okay. That's
right after church?
Right after church, maybe a little family.
Uh-huh.
Family action.
Probably go by Texas
most
Land.
Romantic day of the week.
You could ask Mr. Raspberry.
Yeah. Okay, Elena, March 6th. There you go.
So, Bill, did you hear that? You want to jot that down?
I heard it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now we're up to $10 per person.
Okay.
Oh, you've moved it up to 10.
Yeah, we did. We upped the ante.
Let's make it maybe an executive
decision.
So,
there's a potential for somebody to win, what, about $100?
$130.
Dang right.
Yeah.
13 people on here.
All
right, there you have it.
The pool is set.
The pool is set.
Lacey's out.
Lacey's done.
Lacey's done.
June 20th, came and went.
Unless you have something to tell us.
No,
nothing happened?
Nothing happened over the weekend? Father's Day?
No, we went to a birthday party on June 20th.
Yeah?
But no engagement to announce.
But everything's good and chill?
Everything's chill.
You guys learn other little things about each other, like your favorite foods and all that?
I don't know what his favorite food is. I guess I need to ask him that.
Favorite candy?
No.
Really?
What is this question?
Are you still talking on the phone a bunch?
Not as much, you know. That initial, like, got to hear your voice every minute of every day, kind of, you know.
Which is normal.
Are you kind of expecting a proposal? No, I'm not giving you a date.
Yes, I'm expecting a proposal. I am.
What do you expect her to say, Al?
Every day.
What do you expect her to say?
Every day, just I'm like, well, that's one more day he didn't propose.
But you're one day closer to the day that he will.
When's the family vacation for you guys?
Oh, we're not.
The Winnebago thing?
Yeah, we're going separately. It's just too much to do.
To plan?
It was just too much. So he's doing
something different.
Yeah, we're doing separate vacations, which is too soon.
Which is okay.
All the kids and stuff. Yeah. You
guys have a song?
I don't think we do.
Huh. That's very interesting, JC. It makes me examine my own relationship because we don't have a song.
Yeah.
You don't have a song with your girl?
Back in high school, I've never even thought about that. Like back in high school, oh, that's our song, girl. You know, whatever. We don't have a song.
I think music means more to you emotionally when you're young.
I guess so.
You're so fragile.
Because my wife and I have that one song.
What song?
And I can't remember the name. You guys are going to hate me for this, but it's an Avril Lavigne song.
She's very talented.
Some of her songs are good. Complicated?
Is it Skater Boy?
No, it wasn't complicated. It was that really slow song. It wasn't Skater Boy.
He does have a skateboard in the back of his car.
But I just remember making out with her. I remember making out with her in my dorm room.
You? Is it that
one?
It's a great song.
That one was it. And then,
she's so talented. I wish she wasn't such a butt.
That would have been my wedding song if Avril Lavigne wasn't such a butt to us. That would have been my wedding song.
If I had to guess on what our song is, this is bad because this song is like a breakup song, but we've sang it together for karaoke.
This is you and your girlfriend's
song? My girlfriend and I.
This is my song right here. Hold on. This is my wife and I's song.
Beautiful.
Can you imagine just dancing at your wedding to this?
Yeah.
Gosh, the song. Throwback.
And it's your fault, Avril. It's your fault it wasn't my wedding song.
You did it. How was your girlfriend's reaction to Black Diamond?
Thank you for asking. The song I was referring to is Pink. Just give me one. Just give me a reason. Just a little bit of enough.
Isn't that a breakup song, though?
Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, okay. But that's the only song we've sang karaoke together. Okay. Black Diamond, you're asking me about Kelly. Black Diamond came in here from Nashville.
Yep.
He's a Neil Diamond impersonator.
Yeah.
Why is he named Black Diamond?
My girlfriend.
He's black.
Okay, he's a Neil Diamond impersonator. That's it.
Yeah.
So she loves Neil Diamond. We brought him in. He was on the show on Friday. My girlfriend had no clue. I've been telling her for a week. I've got a surprise for you. She had no idea what it was going to be, even with us having him on the show.
She doesn't listen to the show.
She lives like.
Neither none of her friends, because they didn't say a word either.
Right.
Well, I didn't say it was a surprise on the air, which was genius, because nobody felt compelled to tell her. So anyway, Black Diamond showed up Saturday night, and I introduced him. I said, brought her down. She sat on the stage. I said, baby, this is just for you. I know you love Neil Diamond. I tried to book him, but he's a little busy. So I got the next best thing.
All right.
I got you Black Diamond.
Dang right.
Doggone right.
Uh-huh.
So
come on.
He sang to her.
Was she excited?
She was so excited. She was just grinning from ear to ear. He got a little handsy.
What?
No, I don't mean that that way. You know, he's serenading her. And she got into it, and it was awesome.
Would you say that's the nicest thing you've done in your relationship?
He sang three songs to her. It's probably up there.
Yeah.
It was up there because I finally listened to something that she liked and acted on it. So
yeah. It's little things like that. Yeah. You know? You picked up on something. Yeah. Followed
finally
through.
Listened to something that she liked.
Yeah.
And followed
that's
up on
it. That's what means the most. If you like, pay attention. You know?
I love that.
She said she wanted to go salsa dancing, and I took her to a restaurant, but I just took her 3 hours earlier than the salsa band started.
And
so
and I got bored and wanted to leave.
Yeah, the game was on. So that wasn't very thoughtful.
Yeah, but that anyway, was a bad one.
But she enjoyed it. She had a great time, and she told me like over and over, thank you, and you know.
But you had a great time.
It all worked out.
Which is weird, because the guys in the back are telling me that they started the out breakup pool.
Yeah,
breaths are being placed right now.
You got, JC.
I don't want to say mine on air.
We're not putting that out there.
That's anymore. What, it's back there, it's by the Kelly's getting engaged pool.
No. Oh, we got this.
I believe it was started by Trey.
Oh, is this going to be double or nothing?
This was double or nothing.
Parlay.
Yeah, you can parlay the two. Well, I'm glad she liked Black Diamond. How good.
Loved it. Black Diamond, we appreciate you. I don't know if you listen, brother. We appreciate you coming out.
Cool guy.
Hanging out with us. It was fun. It was great.
And Kelly, I'm glad you're with Bill.
Thank you, JC.
I like him.
You just like playing that sound effect over and over.
I do. Jenna, I like you too.
Do you like who I'm with?
I just like you. You're a good person.
Thank you.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
This could be the start of something big. And you could be sitting in your car going, man, I was there that one time I heard him on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, mm-hmm. right when it all started.
Yep.
We have the final four in our big break competition for this year. You already met Cheyenne Goss,
mm-hmm.
small town girl living in Nashville now, going to school, doing the music thing. And you met Isabella Englert, who ended up playing a guitar that her dad made way back in college and then gave to a buddy of his. And then the buddy didn't play it, he didn't play it, and she ended up with it, and now she plays the guitar and is actually a pretty good musician.
Uh-huh.
And now you get to meet the gentleman in the competition.
Yep.
Who do you have, Kelly Raspberry?
I have Blake Thomason.
Yes, you do. Blake.
Is he on the phone now?
He's on the phone right now.
Oh, hi, Blake.
What's going on?
Just you, buddy.
What's up, man?
You have that effect on the ladies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
You got the Kelly Raspberry smiling over.
You're the one that you're 19. You're 19, right?
Yeah.
And you started losing your hair at 18.
Yeah.
Which I think is a cool look. I mean, that's an unusual thing. It could be your hook, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very well known around here.
What are your nicknames now?
Well, it's funny, because in high school I had big old sideburn.
Uh-huh.
So people called me Wolverine, called me Sideburn, called me Elvis, because I had some nice hair.
Yeah.
But
and that's just bald, Blake?
Kind of drifted down, so I get baldy a lot.
Aw. But you've got a pretty good sense of humor about it seems.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
You can't control it.
I was reading a little bit about you. You've got really unusual and very fluid and fluctuating musical tastes, right? You like pretty much everything from heavy metal to Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll listen to Sinatra, and then I'll turn it around to, like, ASAP Rocky. I mean,
wow.
It's really, it goes basically anywhere you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, do you rap at all?
Not well.
You're more of a singer, Blake?
Yeah, I think I'd probably stick with the singing for the most part.
Okay. All right. Hey, yeah, I don't think there's any bald rappers out there. I mean, balding rappers.
Well, some of them that choose to. I mean, they shave their heads.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Jay-Z's bald, right?
He's coming by it real. Now, what is you're 19 now. Do you still live at home? You planning on, you know, moving out to the big city? What's your plan?
So, right now, I live with my brother in an apartment. Mm-hmm. And I graduated. It's 2 years now because I graduated when I was 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I moved out probably about 6 months ago. I've just been working, kind of, you know, saving up. Not really saving, but spending money.
It's hard to save.
Kind of the opposite of that.
I'm working to spend money.
Bought some video games, bought a motorcycle, all kinds of stuff. Just,
you got to have priorities, man. Living.
Where do you work?
Just living.
What do you do?
I work at a Champs Sports.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Store apparel, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm one of the managers there, so they're all the time, like 45, 50 hours a week. Yeah.
Well, how do you find time to work on your music?
You know what? I don't sleep whatsoever.
Now you're 19.
You what, it's almost 6 o'clock here, 6 a.m., and I probably shut my eyes for about a half hour.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to work in about 2 hours, so, you know, fun stuff.
Do you like sports?
<Good time.
clears throat> What's that?
Do you like sports?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I played basketball throughout high school.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing music, Blake?
So it was about when I was 14. I want to say it was like, you know, 6th or 7th grade or whatever age that was. I had a friend I played basketball with, and actually he played guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I'd always go over to his house, and he'd play guitar, and I'd just sit there and watch because I had no idea how to play. And my brother actually had a guitar that he had no idea how to play. And it literally sat in our house for years. And so my friend taught me how to play Freebird, just a little intro to Freebird. And I went home, started playing it, started getting into some, like, Clapton, started playing some Led Zeppelin. Next thing I know, I was playing all this classic rock, and then I got into kind of acoustic stuff, and then I started singing, and, you know, got a little better each day.
Do you remember the first song you wrote?
First song I wrote?
Yeah.
All the way through is actually the one that I showed you guys.
Okay.
Behind Your Lies? In.
Yeah, Behind Your Lies.
Let's take a listen to that, Blake, real quick.
Yeah.
So, Blake, you literally had no idea you could sing. Or did you have an inkling? Yeah, did you know you could sing this whole time?
So, my dad told me this story, but, I mean, I tried.
Uh-huh.
I remember in, like, elementary school, like, 5th grade, and then, like, going into 6th grade, I used to sing Fall Out Boy all the time in, like, math class. And people would tell me to shut up. So, yeah, I didn't think I was very good at all.
Right.
But I think I remember going into my room one day. My dad was like, hey, you should try to sing. You know, you're getting better at guitar. You should try to sing. So I went into my room and started playing a Sum 41 song.
Fat
Lip? It was called Handle This.
Okay.
I started playing it all quietly to myself. And he said he was listening to the door and actually sounded decent. So, I mean, I got a little more confidence each day after that.
What a cool dad.
Yeah.
You know, to actually tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad, son. Yeah.
That's cool that your dad told you to try something and he backed you up on it.
Oh, big time. He's been like the number one supporter this whole time.
Awesome. Very cool.
Even when I thought I wasn't very good.
What'd y'all do for Father's Day yesterday?
So I actually didn't even see him at all.
What happens?
Blake was working.
Too busy singing.
I worked all day, and then I got off and came home, and he texted me, hey, when are you going to be on the radio? I was like, I don't know. It's going to be early, so I'll let you know.
What's up, Dad?
Hey, Dad.
He's on the radio now.
Shout out.
All right. We're going to be talking to you more this week, but you've got some video and stuff posted of him on Kid Nation,
right? Of course we do. Yeah, we got
all four. Check out and find out more about Blake. Go to kidnation.com.
Blake, have a good day at work, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks, right. Blake.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, go see Blake a chance.
All right, you've met three of the four Big Break finalists. Only one left.
Yeah.
I believe we have him on the phone. This is 15-year-old Jacob Serrano. Good morning, Jacob.
Oh, you missed me.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. What's happening, man?
Shout out, JC, right?
Yeah, big shout out. What's going on, Jacob?
How excited are you?
Excuse me? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
How excited are you to be one of the four finalists?
Oh, I am very excited, actually. I'm actually very pumped at this point. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, mostly because when I was reading your bio, you're super-duper into soccer. Other than music, you're into soccer, right?
Yes, ma'am. Totally.
How are the U.S. women going to do in their game this evening?
I see them doing very well.
Yeah.
I actually predict them maybe winning the whole thing, especially from the last World Cup. I think they got this one.
There you go.
How about that number 19 on the U.S. team, though?
Pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
Miss Johnson.
Yeah.
So Jacob, you started singing. So you've been singing for the last 7 years and playing the guitar for the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, who's your favorite artist? Like, you know, as we do this competition, we're looking for a pop star. Who's the pop star that you wish you had their career?
At this point, probably not a well-known one. His name is Jimmy Needham. He has everything that I'm looking for. He's a great singer. He's a great vocalist, and his guitar is amazing. And he just has it all. He's just a really good performer.
Do you ever get compared to anyone that we would know? Maybe someone that's on the radio all the time.
I have this one artist that people in my school like to call me. They call me Bruno Mars a lot, and
Bruno Mars.
Oh, this one artist.
This one guy.
You may have heard of him, Al. This guy, Bruno, Neptune or Mars or something.
Yeah. Sounds vaguely familiar.
That's a great one, Jacob, to be compared to.
Yes. I watched him on Super Bowl. I fell in love as soon as I saw him dancing. That guy is amazing.
What was the first song you taught yourself to play on the guitar?
Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right.
Have you sang to a girl yet? Have you serenaded anybody?
I serenade people for fun. Like, I'll just be sitting in class, and then next thing you know, if I hear that they're about to leave, I just start serenading as they walk by, you know.
Making
words up as I go.
Right.
Has the chick factor gone up for you with the guitar strapped on your back?
Not really.
Oh, really?
He's 15.
Yeah,
he's
just a kid.
Yeah, so are you going to be a junior this next year?
No, ma'am. I'm going to be a sophomore.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow, you got started early.
Yeah.
Tell me about the song you wrote.
The song I wrote, Galaxy. Actually, I started on guitar. I started it like 2 years ago, and I played something that I really liked. And then I saw, you know, just pretty girls walking by, and I just made up something off of that. The whole song is basically just based off of beautiful girls just walking on the street.
Was it a girl at school that walked by?
No, actually, more like at church.
Oh, it was a girl at church. Oh, let's take a listen to Galaxy.
Yeah.
Now I know you're the only one for me, yeah. Your smile is my whole galaxy. Ooh. Can we be a lifetime guarantee, baby? Because together we can be free, yeah.
Jacob, have you seen that girl that walked by since?
A little bit, for a little while.
Oh, you gotta tell her. You inspired me to write a hit song.
We'll see. We'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jacob, I'm so excited for you. And you're definitely one of those guys that I see you, and I'm like, that voice is coming out.
Of that kid?
Of this kid?
Yeah.
Kind of what you say about Bruno Mars as well.
Very
you know?
Promising, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll
stand by, dude.
Get ready, Jacob.
You're hearing from us.
This week's about to take off. We're going to have some challenges for you. We're going to keep talking to you, keep up with you. And we have all the pages up at kidnation.com. Jacob, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Jacob.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll talk to you later this week.
Okay.
All right.
Big break.
You know how hard it is to wake up a 15-year-old in summer?
Right?
You know, just the fact that we got him up before 10 o'clock in the morning is great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love myself. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to call Jordan Spieth, go ahead. We'll let you call.
I don't know if he's back home this morning.
Probably sleeping in.
That would be nice.
On that pillow filled with $100 bills.
Man, can you imagine?
Matt, tweeted us. He said, my kids asked me what I wanted for Father's Day, and I told them all I wanted was silence. And I got it. I love myself.
Wow.
Yeah. See, we want those quirky small victories in life.
And Kid Nation member Tracy wrote, left the house 10 minutes late, but with my excellent driving skills, I still made it to work on time. I love myself.
Nice, nice.
Suzanne, also from Kid Nation, wrote us and said she binge-watched the new season of Orange is the New Black all in one day. I love myself.
Wow.
There you go.
How many hours is that?
That's a full day.
Hey, what's the girl's name that looks like Justin Bieber that everybody keeps talking about?
Ruby Rose.
Did you see that she met Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Hmm. There's pictures everywhere. Yeah, they look alike. And man, is she everybody's woman crush Wednesday from last week? She must love herself right now for being everybody's.
Look at this. Rachel Dolezal just tweeted us that I got tickets to the BET Awards. I love myself.
I highly doubt she's going.
Hey, Laura, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's going on in life?
Okay, so last week I took a very, very important certification exam, and I passed it, and I love myself because I'm so freaking smart.
Yay!
And I'm a huge step forward in my career.
Yay!
And I'm just really excited, so woo! Woo! Really love myself.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Laura?
Well, I am, because I've grown up and I passed my test, a court interpreter certified by the state of Texas.
That is one of the hardest things to do, I heard.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. I'm really excited
to
finally be here. I've worked so hard to get here. I love myself.
We love you. You're passing, Laura.
Good for you.
Yeah, I heard so many people drop out from that because it's so tough to master
court reporting or court interpreting?
Interpreter.
So I guess she's just translating from Spanish to English, I would assume.
Are you translating from Spanish to English?
Or both ways?
I am not. I am interpreting from English to sign language and sign language to English.
Wow.
Oh.
You were thinking she was a stenographer.
I was thinking stenography, yeah. Well, that's still good, though.
When you're a reporter.
Wow.
Good for you.
That was Laura right there. Let's go to Alex real quick. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, Stacey.
Why do you love yourself so much this morning?
Oh, my gosh. My husband is a teacher, so he's off on summers, and he always flies back to Portland to visit his family.
Uh-huh.
So he left me here in Dallas to move all by myself. Thank God I had the help of my friend Sean. Shout out. So yesterday it was hot, it was raining, and I load up my Kia, and I moved all by myself. So I love myself.
Wow.
You moved the apartment all by yourself?
That's a positive way of spinning it.
I might call you for the next Southwest Kia commercial.
Mattress in the aisle, you know? Load up the mattress on top of the car and just go.
Dude, one time I moved, I had a limousine service at the time, and I didn't have a truck, and I had to move, and I had mattresses on top of limousines while I was moving.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really put the mattress on top of your Kia, Alex?
I did, and then I put the sofa inside of my Kia.
Dang! Wow. I definitely need you for a commercial.
Does that Kia have a hidden compartment?
Yeah, right.
The Kia SUV.
No, that's just the Hispanic style of moving. Do it yourself.
Yep.
Oh, you Mexican?
Yeah, that's what I'm
Did the hamsters
about.
Help
no, I'm
you?
Argentinian.
We'll take it though.
Okay.
Yeah, you still Hispanic.
Good for you, man.
Good for you. Enjoy your new apartment, Alex. Thank you for calling us. That's pretty good. Using a Kia. Stacy, hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, thanks.
So what's up with you?
So my son was creeping up on about 4 years old, and he wasn't using the toilet. And so he would go number one, but he wouldn't go duty. So I told him that the duty monster would come get him if he didn't start going in the potty.
Right.
And he had never again had an accident. So I love myself.
And we love the duty monster.
How about that duty monster?
I'll use that monster on the road, I'm sure.
Hey, JC's got your back on the monster thing.
I do the bad boy monster.
Yeah, he's got his child terrified that if he's bad, monsters are going to snatch him.
Don't be bad.
You got to put the fear into them.
Just a little fear. Nothing wrong with a little fear in
healthy
life.
Healthy fear.
Well, do you want your kid to be a bad kid?
No.
No, you want him to be good. Yep. It's not like I'm telling you.
Fear works.
The duty monster.
The duty monster. I can't use another monster. I already got the bad boy monster.
Yeah, can't go over.
I can't have duty monster and the bad boy monster. That's too much monster.
That's too much.
That's too much monster.
Unless you have like a league of monsters, you know, like the human league.
I don't want to create too much monster.
League of superheroes.
You used the Monster, didn't you, Kelly? Did you have Monster?
No,
promo,
we
Kelly?
Had the Binky Fairy.
Oh, yeah.
We used positive reinforcement.
Fairies. She used fairies to use Monster. That's why the gays love you. That's why the gays love you.
I'm the Binky Fairy.
Binky Fairy was great.
We have positive.
Binky Fairy came, and no, she left presents.
Yeah.
She took the Binky away, but left presents.
So basically, I'm a bad parent for that.
I didn't say that. There's all different styles.
The Binky Fairy could be a man.
There is negative reinforcement and positive reinforcement. Yeah. Both work.
My son's very well behaved.
I don't want a poop monster. Like, I don't want to be scared.
Well, then go poo-poo in the potty. You want
the- you know, what does the poop monster look like?
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
This is a nice poop monster.
If you want to draw us what you think the voodoo monster looks like, it's a
Kid Nation. Mr. Hanky.
Yeah, send us your drawing of the poopoo
monster. No, I don't need to see that.
Mr. Hanky.
I bet you he's got horrible breath. Yeah.
You don't even get that close.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, finish us off here right here with I Love Myself.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I am so loving it that I got into you guys. My life has been a long, difficult road.
Yeah.
And I am almost 42 years old, finishing up my bachelor's degree in psychology.
Good for you, man.
Nice.
So I'm going for substance abuse therapy. Therefore, I love myself.
Good for you.
Gary, we're so proud of you, man.
Never too late, you know?
Congratulations, bro.
Never too late.
And you're going to make a huge difference, you know, when you help out people, too.
I plan on it.
That's what people always say when they want to go back to school. You're an adult. You're like, I'm too old. You know, it's going to take me 5 years or whatever. And they're like, well, where are you going to be 5 years from now anyway?
Exactly.
You're just going to be older with no degree. Right. So go do it if that's your dream.
Absolutely. And eventually I'm going to be getting my degree, my master's degree in psychology, helping everybody in the state of Texas.
Well, good for you.
Good for you, Gary. Give it up for Gary.
How long you been sober, man?
I have been sober for 6 years.
Good for you, dude.
Yes, sir.
Good
There's
job.
Nothing like so, being an empathetic counselor. Like, I've been there. I know.
Well, you love yourself, and we love you too,
myself.
Gary.
Good
there you go. Keep your I Love Myself going on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag I Love Myself. And make sure you hashtag Kid Nation too, so we'll see it. And let us know why you love yourself.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.